Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Right. It's time to wake on up, wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Halfway home here, Philmo. On a payday Friday, it is beautiful out. The sun is shining here in downtown San Francisco. As I say good morning to all you lovely people just waking up. Happy Juneteenth to all those celebrating yesterday in the Lake Merritt out in Oakland. All those off-ramps and on-ramps were closed. It was a party down there near Grand Lake. So great time yesterday. Of course, Bonte, we didn't get the day off here because sports radio, there's no days off. As you well remember, I'm sure, but I'm sure you enjoyed it. Well, actually, no, I saw you on TV.
No, I was working
so
too.
You didn't even get to sleep in, really, did
they
you?
They had the brothers working too, man, on our own holiday, man. But by the way, I got a bone to pick too, because now that I think about it, Matt Higgins had me work the last 8 Martin Luther King Jr. days. So, yeah, you know, we don't really get holidays, especially
well,
sports radio.
It's incumbent on you and Daryl the Guru Johnson as our two black radio hosts here to take one for the team and say, you know, Matt, this is really important for not just us, but the entire station to reflect on Juneteenth, and we need this day off.
Well, you know who so did take some reflection on Juneteenth?
Who?
Dan Dibley, because he's our resident brother.
Oh, my. He is?
Yeah, he took Juneteenth
he's
off,
got
man.
He's got the most street
he's
cred.
Got to, he's got, he does have street cred.
Does he?
Dan Dibley
has street Spadoni's black.
Cred.
Yeah, thank you, Gil.
Spadoni, you are a little black. You are a little black, but you know, you got to get your wraps up. And
my
you know,
wraps
you're,
up.
You're too young in the game. You're too young in the game. Hey. You're taking days off right now.
Hey, the town, baby. Let's go. By the way, there's actually a great soul food spot like right down the street from me, Southern Comfort. It's always, always packed.
Oh, Southern, you know about Southern Comfort?
Yeah.
Oh, my boy, B. The whole crew up there, man. Castro Valley, Pleasant Hill.
Okay.
They got the food trucks, Alameda.
Okay.
I mean, you can go in there and get a food coming real easy.
Easy? Okay.
Gumbo.
Good to know.
Fried prawns. I mean, French fries fully loaded.
You got the fried catfish?
Dude, I got a drive-thru now in Alameda.
What?
I haven't been to yet.
Okay.
Ages. I thought about crossing the bridge just to go through the drive-thru. That's how fat I am right now.
Oh, you know, you're looking great right now in that. What is that, a Seals jersey, too?
Seals jersey. SOTA, that's a long way away.
By the way, massive baseball series starting tonight at Oracle Park between the Red Sox and the Giants. And again, if you haven't already noticed, Bonta Hill in studio courtesy of River Islands for the next 2 hours as he joins us each and every Friday. We had a pitching change, if you will, last segment, handing the ball off to Bonte. Joe Shasky just couldn't do it anymore. He just couldn't handle the heat.
You know, he fatigues on a Friday. He really does. He mails it in on Fridays usually. I remember working with him every single day. And about the 9 o'clock hour, I was like, my guy's lost. Who knows where his head is at? He's talking Book of Sugar. He's talking Gold Club.
He's talking LeBron James yesterday.
Yeah, I heard a little bit of that. And it was funny because he was begging for LeBron last summer. And I was the one saying, I don't want LeBron on my team. He's a team killer. And then yesterday, he's reciting and stealing every bit of material that I had over the last year. So you know what? It is what it is. So he needs, you know what? This may be good. This may be something we need to do. Is just give him a couple hours off a week. because he is stressed right now.
Shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan apply online, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We're going to get Bonte's thoughts on everything that's taken place, because just a week ago, we were talking about a massive series between the Giants and the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. And then coming out of that weekend on a Monday, that series was might as well have been an afterthought because of what took place on Father's Day, Bonte. It was a gift for all Giants fans, including you, right? Just wake up to that notification, or you're taking a nap or whatever you're doing. You know, you get the notification from Robert Murray, of all people. I don't think you had him on Twitter as one of your notifications like you do Shams and Schefter, but he had it, and then he had Passan saying, Devers to the Giants. What was Bonte Hill's thoughts immediately when he saw that flash upon his phone?
So three different people sent me the tweet of Robert Murray, one being David Teller. Shout out to David Teller over at NBC Sports, one of our producers. So I went on Twitter, said, is this legit? Because I had never heard from him. I had never heard of a dude. And then Shasky calls me. And he calls me for about 90 seconds. I didn't even get a word in. It's, Devers, you know about spring training. You didn't want to play there. Oh, yeah, I know. And I got to call you back. So I look at Anna, because we're just coming from Father's Day brunch in Burley game. Nice day. We went to 12, what's the damn name of it? 12 something. I had the name.
Very memorable.
Yeah, very memorable. Yeah, well, it was a good brunch. I had a breakfast burrito, fries, and whatever.
Okay.
Oh, you know me, I'm terrible with names.
It's fine. That's all right.
I'm awful. Yeah. So then I'm driving, and so Passan comes in with the alert. And when Jeff Passan from ESPN came in with the alert, he is the Shams of baseball.
Mm.
I said, oh, my Lord. So I had to do a quick video, and I didn't even care about the details at the point. I was like, Rafael Devers coming to the Giants?
Right.
And so, yeah, I was on my way back to the house to watch first pitch, because I thought it was going to be Kyle Harrison's probably most important, biggest start of his young Giants career. Talk about the hometown kid pitching against the Dodgers. He's rooted for the Giants his whole life. He's coming up as a Giant. It's his second year. He pitched through injuries last season. And next thing you know, he's like, you know what? I'm trying to stick in the rotation. I'm trying to show that I got the goods. It's Sunday Night Baseball, Dodger Stadium.
Rubber match. Yeah.
Boom. Done. Gone. And so I was just jacked up. I was on a 15 all night long. It was tough to sleep. And obviously at the ballpark Tuesday, he gets a standing ovation. Yeah. He got an applause for even striking out. And so, yeah, that buzz almost dissipated because they needed to win yesterday. But that's exactly what I was doing. I was coming from Father's Day brunch.
12-month, I found it in Burley game. There you go. It's a plant-based upscale restaurant and bar and bakery with outdoor seating and a focused on culinary storytelling in Burlingame, California.
Yeah, you know, Father's Day, it's funny.
It's never about the fathers.
Yeah, it's never about the fathers. You hear upscale? Do I look like an upscale guy?
No.
That's all Anna. That's all her and her family. So, yeah, I didn't think, you know, 12, I would have gone to Applebee's or something. Or I would just say, hey, you girls go somewhere. I'll stay at home by myself. Well, maybe go get a facial or something.
That's what we want to do. Every Father's Day, we just want to stay home, lay on the couch, and veg out or chill. But it's never about us. Same with birthdays. It's never about us. I don't need to go down to that dark, dark path right now. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Bonte Hill in studio. And actually, we got Lamar in SF. And it says here in the caption, Lamar's son wants you to do something, Bonte. I'm going to let Lamar ask the question, though, first. Lamar, good morning. What do you want to ask Bonte to do?
Hey, Lamar.
Good morning. Bonte, it's good to hear your voice, man. At least he got you on Fridays. But my son has been listening to you since he was a little guy, man. He heard your voice on the radio this morning, and he just had something he wanted to say to you.
What's up, son? What's your name, man?
What is happening? Is everyone okay over there?
Is he excited? What's going
on? He's a shy guy, man. He's trying to say...
What's your son's...
Bennett!
I like that.
There you go.
What's your son's name?
Hey, he's got a case of the giggles, man.
Lamar, thank you.
But I'm saying
Okay, thank you, Lamar. I think he wanted you to do the old baby, and he was going to do the old baby back to you. Just give it to him then, Bonte.
Right,
you know what?
Right,
come on. Is the throat okay? Can you do it? Come on.
Let me get some water. It's been a while. It's a little rusty.
It's been a while.
They don't hit the same on a Dove Sock podcast with Monty Poole because we're podcasting, so I'm just like, I don't know. But, oh, baby! Hey. Yeah, a little rusty.
That was good. That was great.
He's too old.
I might be washed.
No, stop, please.
The old baby might be washed.
That's how I felt about watching Caitlin Clark yesterday. I was like, oh, is that 3-point shot? Washed. No, I like in Chase Center. Is Caitlin Clark, is Chase Center like Steph Curry's Crypto.com Arena Staples?
Oh, yeah.
Where they just can't play. The lights are just too bright.
Lights
it's
are too
difficult.
Bright.
I know Carter made a lot of cash on yesterday's game, by the way. He tripled down on the Valkyries money line yesterday, so there you go.
That's cool that he tripled down, but he'll give it right back by Sunday. Well, that's what a gambler like his like him does.
I think he had the OKC Thunder big yesterday too, so it balanced.
Don't put that on me.
But you know it's true. This is why the streets love me, because I keep it real. And I've been in that world, the gambling world, where you'll hit a great bet and you'll ride that bet for about 2 weeks, and then you know 3 weeks later you're like back to ground zero.
Now,
speaking of bets, we had this earlier. I think it's +300 the odds that Devers hits a home run tonight.
Oh, wow.
Would you sprinkle a little cash on Devers getting a little revenge tonight? A little home run?
Yeah, he's got to get a home run at some point. Let me tell you, Tuesday night was a scene.
Yeah.
Absolute scene in Oracle Park. I haven't felt that buzz since Aaron Judge was in town last year. And just from a Giants standpoint, being excited about a Giants game, it's been a while. This guy is swinging like he wants to hit a ball to Mars.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to hurt himself. He's swinging so hard. That double that he hit to Triples Alley, he hit it so hard, there's no chance he was getting to third base.
I was going to say, you said it right there. That double he hit into Triples Alley in and of itself sounds hilarious. There were some rumors, and they might have been substantiated over this past week about him showing up to training camp at Boston, not in the greatest of shape. So maybe something got to monitor going forward a little bit, but that's okay. It's his first week. Let's relax, everyone. He's gotten hits in most of these games.
People panicking a little bit?
No, there's just something to monitor going forward, right? We had flashbacks of Pablo Sandoval, another Red Sox, right?
Yeah.
Who had his weight problems, not to this level of Devers in that situation, by the way. What did you make of the presser as we go back to that? And we're kind of revisiting this with Bonte Hill in studio here in Frischaski. You know, the pomp and circumstance of everything, Barry Bonds being in the front, it felt big time, did it not? Like, that felt like the biggest presser we've seen in quite some time, maybe since Buster Posey, right? Like being announced as the president of baseball operations.
Yeah, that was big. I'm with Jason on YouTube, by the way. He goes, "The old baby can't be on the spot. It's a feeling.
It's a feeling. Okay,
you know, it's just tough to put on the spot. But
fair enough.
It's fair. Remember a couple years ago when Buster Posey got announced as one of the minority owners?
Yeah,
and they did the whole presser through Zoom, and I went crazy. I went nuts. I said, "This is Buster Posey. 3-time World Series champ, MVP, all the accolades. And you do a Zoom presser that looked grainy, the audio was technical. What is this?"
Yeah.
You know, the Warriors and the Niners, they're rolling out the red carpet. They'll throw a presser for anything, for crying out loud. "Hey, we just signed a guy for a two-way. Hey, let's run a press conference." I'm with that.
Yeah.
You got to make everything feel big. This was well done by the Giants. I told Matt Chisholm, their PR director, when I was at the game Tuesday, and obviously I was co-hosting with Laura Britt when we were running the presser, and I said, that looked great. That was big time. Having Barry there, who's around the yard all the time now. Barry's always in the yard. He was in a cage Tuesday night watching these guys hit. He's there all the time. Larry Bear. You know, you got Greg Johnson up there. You got Buster. He's holding up the jersey with Devers. You know, you got Dave Fleming as the MC.
That felt big time.
You got Sam Luttman and Rizzo out there asking questions.
Sam crushed it. I was very impressed with Sam. We gassed him up all, probably too much, by the way. He's feeling himself.
Well, no, I saw the live feed, right? So we get the live feed, and I'm looking, and the presser started at 2:30, so I'm looking at 2 o'clock as all the media is assembling in there, and I see Sam just walking around, and he's looking around, and every time somebody walked by, Sam would, like, put out his hand, and you see, just see the long hair.
You can't miss that hair. It's beautiful
And then Flynn drops a, "Sam, go ahead." And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's feeling himself. So, yes, that did feel big time. That was presidential because it was a big time move, and it matched the moment. Now, I don't remember much of what was said during the presser, but to your point, Spinoni, oh, no, the biggest thing, I'm here to play any position.
I don't know what the Red Sox are talking about.
I'm here to play anywhere, first base, third base, DH, whatever Buster and Bob Melvin wants me to do, I'm going to do it.
See, it was what that was said and what wasn't said in regards to his time in Boston.
Exactly.
And he didn't want to talk about it. And that spoke volumes about the relationship between him, that franchise, Craig Breslow, their president of baseball operations over there, the owner John Henry, Alex Cora. There was a lot of toxicity that I think is now coming to the forefront that we've seen from, obviously the fans are going to feel how they feel, but former players that are involved in the organization, current media members that are involved with the organization. Hell, Will Fleming, Dave's brother we had on yesterday, Bonte, who knows Rafi very well from his time with the AAA affiliate, the Pawtucket Sox, over there, because Will, we all learned this week, is bilingual and 100% fluent in Spanish. He had to be Devers' translator when he first had his first ever game as a AAA player there with Boston. So they go way back, and even Will was talking about the time and the expectations when it came to Devers, and it ran its course, and he likened it to a toxic marriage. And that's just what he called it. When something just breaks down, when the communication is just so toxic, it comes to the point where both parties just need to be separated.
No doubt. I heard a lot of people comparing it to Jimmy Butler, right? The Jimmy Butler move.
Did you buy that at all?
Well, here's the thing. Yeah. Jimmy Butler and whatever happened in Miami, he just refused to play. He basically refused to play. Devers continued to play. And he got off to an atrocious start this season. And next thing you know, he's got 15 jacks and 58 RBIs, right? And all of a sudden, he's one of the best hitters in the American League once again. So he still continued to play.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Play every single day. And rumor has it that he was willing to play first base. So I think what would be funny is this weekend, if the Giants say, hey, Devers, go ahead, grab a glove. You're playing first base tonight. How great would that be? Oh, man, you know Boston would be ticked off. So whatever happens, and here's the other deal, too. Jimmy was obviously wanting the contract extension. Devers had his money. He's locked up through 2032, 33, whatever it is. And so right place, right time, and credit to the Giants for not leaking anything. This is something out of John Lynch's Shanahan's page. Yeah. Remember, the Niners had so many leaks for so many years, and the Niners started making moves to where you didn't hear any inklings about it. Here's the deal with Buster Posey calling, hey, what's up with Devers? And they made the move happen after a month of going back and forth with the Boston Red Sox.
Well, your teammate over at NBC Sports Bay Area, Alex Pavlovich, who obviously covers the team very good, one of our 95.7 in the game Giants insiders here, he joined Willer and Dibbs earlier in the week, and he actually likened this trade to the Luka trade, and not the way you think. Not like because Luka and what he means in terms of NBA stardom and superstardom is not what Devers is right now. Not to say that Devers isn't like legit in his own right. He is, but there's levels to this. Luka, his age, all of that, what they got in compensation, the whole thing was just, it was nuts. But the fact that it was that nuts and there was zero leaks about it.
Yeah.
That is the similarity between this deal and the Devers deal. And that speaks, as you've mentioned, to Buster Posey,
yep.
Zach Manassian,
yep.
the entire front office, the ownership, yep. everyone keeping their lips sealed in regards to this. And it speaks to Buster's ability to relate to the other president of baseball ops around the league. And you know what? It's fair to say and speculate his relationship with Craig Breslow, whether that was going up against him as a player or whatever, there's clearly a relationship there that both of them felt very comfortable talking to each other and going over through these steps and finally coming to a solution and sending Harrison, Hicks, Tibbs, Bayo on their way to Boston and bringing in Devers.
No, it's credibility, right?
Yep.
When Buster calls. And think about the deals he's closed now, Spadoni. He's closed the Matt Chapman deal. Basically told Farhan, I got this. We're not blowing this. I'm extending him right now. They get the deal done before the season's over. You get Willie Adames here. And I know Willie Adames, and we could get into him. He hit into a big 6-4-3 double play yesterday. Mm-hmm. He's scuffling right now. I think he's 0 for his last 16 at-bats with runners in scoring position. He hasn't had a hit.
No.
I mean, he is scuffling. But he sealed the deal. He got Adames to come here, which is why I'm going to be patient with Willie Adames because he actually chose the Giants when a lot of free agents haven't chosen the Giants.
Well, you also could be more patient now that you're out of Devers, too. That patience that was waning a little
well,
bit.
Well, it was waning, yes. Yeah. If they would have got swept by the Guardians, yep. it would have been a lot of heat on Adames, no yep. doubt. But then he makes this deal for Devers, and he asked the group. It's like, you think we could get Devers? I'm going to just ask about it. And they went back and forth in the fact that he didn't give up his top prospects in Carson Wisenhunt, Bryce Eldridge. You've got Marco Luciano still in AAA Sacramento. Now, maybe there's no value there, but you look at the deal. And I listened to some of Boston Sports Radio on Monday. I mean, you got rid of Jordan Hicks, who didn't have a spot on his roster. He had lost his spot in the rotation, scuffling as a reliever. Kyle Harrison, we don't know what he's going to be, and I'm pulling for Kyle Harrison, but right now he has one pitch, and that's an elite fastball. But people can hit fastballs.
Yep.
Teams are getting up, and then now you're going to the American League East, where you got the Orioles, you got the Yankees, you got the Blue Jays, you got dudes with bats. Tampa Bay Rays.
Offense. That is what the AL East is.
Lineups. Yeah. Stacked. And so the Giants and a single-A prospect. I never heard the guys at triple in the minors. Who cares?
He's a first-rounder last year. Exactly. But he's a first-rounder last year.
Right. Right?
Unless you're Jacob Wilson with the A's this year, right? It's not really – you're not doing anything for me in the foreseeable future.
It's a first-rounder that was picked by Farhan Zaidi.
There you go.
So, the Giants, I think, made out here. Now, you got to watch Devers because I did see him in the clubhouse, and I got shades of Pablo. I think he's a professional. He's going to keep his weight down.
Yeah.
The guy's a bona fide hitter. You look at the metrics since 2021. He's a top 10 hitter by all the numbers. So you shore up. Now your lineup, and I'm still looking to make some moves here in the future, but now your lineup of Chapman and Adames and Devers, and you got Elliot Ramos, who's turning into a stud in left field. You got something cooking here with the Giants. And then when Bryce Eldridge does come up, think about those guys locked up until 2030. Adames, Chapman, Devers, Eldridge, and he got Ramos in the outfield.
Right.
Now you're cooking with something, Spadoni.
And Jung-Hoo Lee, obviously, who's been scuffling as of late. He was leading off, and he's locked up for the next few years as well. But that's another guy who started off hot, but the league's adjusting, man. It's all about adjustments in this league. As you were talking about Kyle Harrison and the league adjusting back to him very quickly after he kind of had that hot start in that rookie towards the end of that season a couple years ago. Remember that start he had at Oracle Park? Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy. Right? Because you look back, and that's untouchable, right? For the Juan Sotos or Otanis or whoever you were thinking about flirting with and right. trading and giving up, right? Harrison was a quote-unquote untouchable. And now maybe is,
I remember that.
Is Bryce Eldridge that guy right now? Because the Boston Red Sox did ask. I'm sure they did. And Bryce, I think report mm-hmm. said they asked about it, and they said unequivocally, no, we're not giving away Eldridge. We're not giving away Wisenhunt. But mm-hmm. here's something we can do. And I do wonder, kind of like going back to that Luka deal, had Luka been, put out on the market, what could you have gotten for him from other teams, right? Could the packages have been better, if you would have put him out there? But right. you never know with those situations. Clearly, and it just goes back to relationships, man. Breslow and Posey, there was something there. And the fact that Posey has done this within the first 6, 7, 8 months, however long he's been president of baseball operations, and Farhan could never swing a deal like this in all those years. And listen, Chris Bryant, that was a rental. Like that was, I'm not putting that to the level of what Devers is, because he is locked in now for, $200+ million you're gonna be paying the guy for the rest of this. If he does stay here in San Francisco. This is such a big move, man. And
it's massive.
It just feels like a turning of the tide when it comes to legitimacy of this team now.
No, there is legitimacy, and there's a buzz, and it was that Padres day game when Robbie Ray was pitching. And they ended up splitting that series the day after come rallying from the 5-0 deficit. And I went to that day game just kind of observing everything. And there was a different energy with fans walking into the yard. Like, I, you know me, I've been on these airways saying I wouldn't spend a dime on this team. And I didn't. And a lot of people didn't. Because of the way the team was being ran. You didn't know who was going to be in the lineup. You had this opener deal. Even you talk to some of the former baseball players, they're like, this ain't Giants baseball.
There's no connection.
There's nothing at all. And Farhan has some skills. I'm not going to discredit everything that he does. But the connection to the community, the connection to the team, even within the organization, you hear employees saying, man, Farhan just will walk by people without saying anything.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to throw dirt on his name or anything like that, but it is what it is. Buster comes in, it's a breath of fresh air, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, this team can't compete. Then you deal for Devers, which, by the way, I think it's a bigger deal, especially out there in Boston. They just swept the Yankees.
Yep.
They just swept the Yankees at Fenway Park, and he hits an apple taco over the Green Monster on that Sunday to sweep the Yankees.
Yep.
And they won two extra inning games. Was it two extra inning games? Maybe one. I can't recall. But Boston's feeling good. They're saying, oh, we're rolling now. We just swept our arch, the evil empire, and the Trey Devers. And what I was wondering, and I don't have any clarity on this, they were on their way to Seattle, the Boston Red Sox. They swept the Yankees, probably packed up. These teams, when they have a getaway day, they pack up quickly to get to the airport. Was he already en route to Seattle to take on the Mariners? Was he at Logan Airport out there in Boston, Massachusetts? And they said, hold on, you can't get on the plane yet. Can't board the plane. Chill out, dude. You're going to get rerouted to San Francisco. Like, how did that go down? I still don't know the answers to that.
Right.
But it's just because when the deal went down, it was 20 minutes before first pitch on Sunday Night Baseball.
Pretty crazy. And again, the Red Sox sweeping their division rival, hated rival Yankees, some say the biggest rivalry in sports in America, and they're coming away from that weekend disappointed. Fans are disappointed.
Crazy.
And then juxtapose that with Giants fans who lose 2 out of 3
right.
to their hated rival. How are they feeling on Monday?
Oh,
nobody
gave
matter.
A damn.
I don't
nobody
care.
Gave a damn on Sunday Night Baseball.
No one
nobody
cared.
Gave a damn. So, you know, it is what it is. But you brought up Jungkook Lee because now the trade, the vibes, and everything like that is starting to dissipate. You got to start winning some baseball games.
Yeah.
Not only do you have to start winning some baseball games, some guys got to start performing. Willie Adames had to start performing. But Jungkook Lee batted 7th yesterday for the first time this season.
Mm.
And he got dropped because you see what he's doing in his last 36 games?
It's not good.
His first 36, Jungkook Lee batted 312. On-base percentage of 364, slugging over 500. His last 36 games, Padone, he's batting 210. 284 on-base percentage, 341 slugging. Scored 16 runs in those last 36 after scoring 27 in his first 36.
Mm.
So he's not getting on base. He's not stealing bases. And he's not being productive right now. And that is something where he's another Farhan guy.
Mm.
He's a good player. And I think he'll snap out of it at some point. But what I want to see, if he's going to be at the top of the lineup, can he cause chaos on a base pass? Can he get on base consistently? Because one thing you got to look at is contract. It bumps up from 14, 15 million or whatever it is right now to 23, 24 million in the next 2 years.
Right.
So would that be a guy where you're saying, you know what? Our second base position isn't strong. Maybe we want to upgrade right field. Maybe we could dangle Jungkook Lee to go get that. I'm just saying it's something to monitor here because Buster Posey's proven he's not afraid to deal in anybody and he's not afraid to make any moves.
Look at, like, it's great that you got Devers, but you're watching the offense. It's still, like, one player in baseball, as we've learned with Mike Trout in Anaheim, it's not going to make the end-all, be-all difference like it is in basketball, mm-hmm. one player, Luka Doncic, right?
Yep.
It's just not the same. There's just too many players. And, listen, other people need to step up. Tyler Fitzgerald struggling mightily. The guy looked like Barry Bonds when he first burst onto the scene last summer. And, talking about adjusting, the league adjusts very quickly.
Yep.
And they're going to just find your weaknesses. They're going to pinpoint it. He is lost at the plate right now. It is not a good time for him. And then you got a guy like Christian Cost right there. Is he going to be a guy that's like, I don't know who he is.
I don't know.
Right? And then you go to the catching position. Patrick Bailey, talking about being lost at the plate. Another guy, batting 190.
Good bunt yesterday. Good sacrifice.
Great, exactly.
Moving runners over to second and third. It was huge.
You got to do something, right? Do something.
Set up Wilmer Flores at the RBI two-run double.
And again, you're relying, as you bring him at a point, on Wilmer Flores being like the clutch player of the year. I don't even think they have that in baseball like they do in basketball.
Right.
Shout out Steph Curry. He's been the clutch player of the year for the Giants. I heard this team be without Wilmer Flores, of all
RBIs.
People. Right?
53 RBIs here, but there's some names I'm looking at. Now, Tampa Bay is probably not going to move anybody because they're winning games and they're red hot right now. They're 41-34. They take on the Tigers this weekend down in Tampa. They got some players. Aranda. Brandon Lowe's got 14-15 jacks. He's hitting the ball well. but also a guy I text you asking about this. Guy in Miami right now is batting nearly 400 over his last 16 games. Doesn't hit for power. But he's a second baseman named Xavier Edwards. Stole over 30 bases last year. Batting 294 on the season. Again, he got off the IL this year after having a back injury. Came back against the Giants on that Sunday. Went 5-for-5. 5-for-5 in that game. And next thing you know, he's batting over nearly 400 over his last 16. I say that name because that's somebody you could maybe get for the cheap. Because you never know what they're doing in Miami. They're not trying to win baseball games. No. They're trying to save a dollar.
Right. By the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. And coming up on the other side, we do have a guest that's going to be joining us at 9 o'clock. Butch Stearns, director at Boston 25, the Boston Fox affiliate over there. 9 a.m. to talk some Rafi Devers, talk Giants, talk Sox. He also was a former host at WEEI out in Boston, our sister station, our Odyssey sister station, obviously the home of the Boston Red Sox. We'll talk more about it. We'll talk more revenge games with Bonte. What are some of Bonte Hill's favorite revenge games in all sports?
Wow.
Right? Yeah, let's do that on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline. Planning a road trip, Tahoe, Napa, or down the coast? Make sure your first stop is at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Drive in, stay in your car, and be done in about 15 minutes. Your ride will be ready before you even pack the snacks. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for coupons.
But she's got them on point. She's had injuries. They're bringing team players in and out. She can coach, man. You can tell she learned a lot from Becky Hammon with the Las Vegas Aces. She's learned a lot from Ty Lue and the LA Clippers. Natalie Decasse, man. The Valkyrie is going to be contenders sooner rather than later.
Well, the season ended today again, 12 games into the season. They would be a playoff team. They are one of the top eight teams right now when it comes to record in WNBA. And I know people are, oh, there's 13 teams. It doesn't matter. Expansion team making the playoffs be great.
And they've already got the best home court advantage in the WNBA.
Not even close. It's already got Caitlin Clark shook. She was 0-for-7 from beyond the arc yesterday.
Shook. They had a great game plan. Tip Hayes can defend, man. Tip Hayes is really cool. Went to UConn. Has a nice little pedigree. She's a good player. She's had some injuries early on in the season with the concussion. That's why she was wearing a mask. But they were defending their asses off yesterday against Caitlin Clark, man, making her go left because I don't think she likes to shoot when she goes left. She likes to shoot when she goes right. So anyway.
A little scouting report from Bonte.
A little scouting report from the Valks, man.
Okay, all right. Well, shout out to Valkyries. Your home for Golden State Valkyries and Warriors basketball. It's right here on 95.7 The Game. Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones doing a hell of a job all season long. They get the win yesterday, 88-77. We got a massive series starting tonight in the Bay between the Red Sox and Giants. Why is it massive? Well, it's massive for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, these are two playoff teams or playoff contending teams in their respective leagues, in the National League and in the American League. The Red Sox are very hot heading into this. They've won three straight series. They're feeling good about themselves.
Yep.
They feel like they've gotten a weight lifted off of them in this Devers situation. And the Giants, well, let's be honest, they've lost two series in a row now against two contenders, one being the Dodgers in their own division. And the Guardians, they're constantly contending for playoff spots, right? And they almost got swept yesterday. Shout out Wilmer Flores for salvaging that series and Logan Webb going seven innings as he did yesterday. So this is a massive series just in that regards, but you add the Devers layer to it, right? And Jeff Passan, ESPN, their biggest MLB insider, he's basically the Schefter when it comes to baseball. He just dropped an article about this whole thing, and I'm just reading the bits and pieces, and Sam's going through it and skimming through it right now. But this is just the first thing, and we've just been hearing all about it. Devers, according to a person familiar with his thinking, felt, quote, lied to and betrayed by the Red Sox. This is via Jeff Passan in his article. So that's how Devers is feeling about this whole thing. Lied to and betrayed, Bonte. So yeah, he's feeling it over this weekend. And I'm betting he's definitely hitting a home run this series. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or Sunday, I am betting that Devers is hitting a home run.
Either going to hit a home run or Boston may try to hit him with a pitch. Who knows how his teammates react? I don't know. I don't know how his teammates feel about him. I know Papelbon has been making rounds. Who did he join? He joined Willard.
Willard and Grandy. Yeah, Grandy is for you.
So I heard some of the cuts.
Let's play it.
And, you know, obviously Papelbon's going to be a homer and he's going to defend the Boston Red Sox.
He works for NESN. Yeah.
And he's saying, hey, when Breslin went to the locker room saying, hey, this is what we had to do, and the teammates say, hey, we're all good. We're going to move on. What else are they going to say?
Yeah.
They're going to say, oh, man, why'd you trade Devers? They know the type of bat they lost.
Right.
They know. Alex Cora knows. The Red Sox, That's why their fans and radio hosts and columnists, they all reacted a certain way because they know how good Devers is. So anything that Papelbon was saying, I thought was just lip service, and he was carrying water for the organization. That's just me. That's just me. But to get this player and to have the Red Sox come to town that next week, but to your point about the Giants, they got to just get rolling.
Right.
They almost lost five straight yesterday.
Right.
All right? They're 2-10 against American League Central teams. They now no longer have to play the American League Central no more. The Twins swept them. The Tigers swept them. The Guardians almost swept them. They lost 2 or 3 to the Kansas City Royals. I mean, they're going to play the White Sox later on this month.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You know, I'd rather be the White Sox. You know,
we'll see.
I'd rather be the White Sox. They're going to play the White Sox soon. So hopefully they can sweep them and, you know, kind of dress up that record against the AL Central. But, you know, yeah, there's going to be some bad blood. There's going to be some bitterness. And Devers is going to feel like that because he grew up within the Boston organization. And to hear guys like David Ortiz and Jonathan Papelbon rip him, it was refreshing to hear Pedro Martinez say what he said this week, saying, no, that's on the Red Sox organization, and I'm disappointed in David Ortiz for coming out publicly speaking on Rafael Devers. We're supposed to protect our guys, and they didn't do that.
I thought he said that very well. I thought Manny Ramirez, when he was at the combine with his son, by the way, Manny Ramirez Jr. is at the NFL or at the MLB draft combine.
But Manny talked about Devers?
Yeah, he said, Manny being Manny. I think we have the sound, if you can find it.
Manny Ramirez is speaking again?
Yeah, Manny being Manny.
Damn.
Right? And this was Johnny Damon, if you missed this interview. Great interview Shaskin had with Johnny Damon a couple days ago. A's legend, Kansas City Royal, obviously Yankee and Red Sox, part of that 04 team that won it all. Johnny Damon on the issues between the player and ownership and all of it.
You know, during the 2004 year, we would always try to talk to Nomar and see if he was okay because we knew he was hurt about possibly being traded. It eventually happened, but it takes a toll, not just on the player, but on the team. And then when it finally happened, you know, we traded Nomar, but we ended up getting like three guys in return that really helped us out. Dave Roberts, Orlando Cabrera, Doug Mankiewicz. So it's like, you lose one great player, you bring in three really good players, and your team all of a sudden gels a lot better. And that's what happened in 2004. And I know the Red Sox, they've been down this road plenty of times, and that clubhouse is probably a lot more calm today. Probably a lot of questions that the media obviously is going to throw at these players, but, you know, they're out of the Devers situation, and it's time for them to move on.
I thought Johnny was the most level-headed when it came to all the analysis. Like, hey, listen, you know, when it comes to Devers, like, I probably would have handled things differently, but I can't speak for Rafi Devers. He's going to handle it how he handles it. I know how I would have handled it, and let's just leave it at that. And I thought that was the most level-headed stuff from Johnny Damon, of all people. He was the one that came on our airwaves and had, you know, great insight on it.
And you know what? They cleared the deck for their new prospect, Roman Anthony.
Yeah.
Who's one of the top prospects in baseball. I think he hit a home run the other day.
Yeah.
Smacked one up in Seattle. And this guy is supposed to be the real deal. So they feel like they already have their heir apparent to Rafael Devers. They brought in Bregman, obviously, in the offseason. So this is going to be a very interesting series because the Red Sox do have talent. They've underachieved this year. And it hasn't been because of Devers, because they're pitching. Lucas Giolito is going to pitch on Sunday. It's been awful for the most part of the season. Walker Buehler, remember him? Former Dodger, World Series champ. He's been awful for the Red Sox this year. So
you're actually getting their better starters early on here. Hunter Dobbins and Bayo. Yeah.
So we'll see about that. But the Red Sox are in a tough division. And, you know, maybe it's just we freed up the money with Rafael Devers. We don't have to marry to that contract. We could use that money elsewhere to bring in other players. Because the prospects that they have, like Kyle Harrison went straight to Pawtucket. To Pawtucket. So he's got to figure out another pitch. And they're going to be waiting a long time on those prospects, but they're still reeling for the Mookie Betts deal.
Right.
When that happened, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Right. I think that's when this all came to head, right? It's one thing if I'm Rafi Devers and this is happening, but I have Mookie Betts. I have a leader right there. I have a Xander Bogaerts. I have a Chris Sale. Guys that all won World Series, that last Boston World Series, they were all a part of it. They're all gone now.
Yeah.
And you have all that money and millions and hundreds of millions invested in one player, and he's not doing the fan fests, and he doesn't want to do post-game interviews, and if he hits a walk-off, you don't want to do that. And that kind of stuff gets exacerbated. Then he comes to, you know, spring training not in the greatest of shape, and he doesn't want to take grounders at first, but that's just all the stuff coming out of it. So I understand both sides of it. Like, they wanted him to be the face. He's getting paid to be the face, and he didn't want to do that. And I don't think he has to be the face with the San Francisco Giants here. I do think you have leadership already installed. And quite frankly, the face might even be the president of baseball ops and Buster Posey, quite frankly.
You know,
and you have Chapman, you have Adames, and I think it's going to be like a lot better here in that regards. But again, he has to produce.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I've had a little time on my hands now that I'm not here every day.
What are you doing?
Just reading a lot, right?
Oh.
Just kind of just mental health and just chilling and kind of looking from afar and what's being said and what's going on. There's way too much chatter about the face of this and the face of that and the face of this. Look, from what I hear, this guy's a quiet guy. He's been a quiet guy since he's come up through the Red Sox organization. Not everybody's going to be David Ortiz. Like Manny Ramirez, they wanted him to be the face. But who turned out being the face of that organization because of their outgoing personality? It was David Ortiz.
Right.
But Manny Ramirez was the better player.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Manny Ramirez, I'm taking Manny Ramirez over Big Poppy any day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Right.
But he's a quiet guy. He's shy. He's quirky. He does things in his own way. Not everybody's going to be the face. Like Buster Posey was quiet. When you think about those World Series teams, you think about the core four of the bullpen, crazy-ass Sergio Romo, Javi Lopez, Affel. You think about the staff with Lincecum. You think about B. Weezy, Brian Wilson. Buster Posey was quiet, but we knew he was the rock. But he wasn't a guy who's out there like that. Now, he did his commercials or whatnot, but he's not going to chatter this and that. He's not going to say a lot. So this whole face of the franchise thing that they try to force upon people, just because you give a guy a contract and give him a long-term deal with a lot of money, you just can't make him change his entire personality. And so Rafael Devers, you know, obviously he uses a translator. He's a quiet dude. He just wants to play baseball and hit baseball. So the fact that he's taking grounders out here at first base, knowing that Chapman's here, you know what? I just, the whole face of this and the face of that, it gets on my damn nerves. We're doing this in the NBA. Who's the new face of the league? Well, you know what? The finals have been great. These teams have been playing well. They're playing hard. And we're watching.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Putting superstars in Jalen Williams and SGA and Tyrese Haliburton, and we're getting to Game 7. But the whole face of this and the face of that, Good Lord, it just drives me crazy. Why do we do this in sports so much?
Well, you said budding superstars, not mentioned T.J. McConnell. I mean, are you kidding me?
He's playing well, too.
He's a baller. Pascal Siakam, balling, Bonte.
He is balling.
That was honestly, that was an embarrassing showing up of Oklahoma City yesterday. Like, what you thought? Do they really think they're going to waltz in there and just, like, blow them out?
No, it was game seven now.
Zaza? Game seven, baby? Nothing easy?
Nothing easy.
Let's go.
Game seven, baby. Game seven.
You referenced that, you know, Devers needing a fresh start, not being a face of the organization. Will Fleming, brother of Dave and obviously a Red Sox radio announcer for WEEI, spoke about that yesterday on our very airwaves with Shasky and I.
That stuff is real. The stuff that's coming out about, you know, his intransigence and his unwillingness to do some of those things. The only thing I can liken it to is like a broken marriage in a way where you just hope that it just was poisoned and it was never going to get better in that way. Just the communication and the feelings were hurt on both sides. So I just think if he comes here when he's here now, I think that it has a chance to be a great new start for him. And I don't think he's ever going to be like the face of the franchise of any franchise. He's never going to do a ton of media. He's never going to talk a lot, and that's fine. And by the way, the Red Sox acknowledged that too when they gave him $300+ million. They never asked him to do a lot of that stuff. They said, we just want you to hit. And hit he does.
So he hits. So it's a big problem then. If all they want him to do is hit, then why is all this stuff coming out afterwards saying, oh, we want to make a public appearance? I'm sure he does some community work. I'm sure he does some charity work. I'm sure he goes out and about and signs some autographs or whatnot. But it's about the production on the field, right? It's about winning baseball games. It's about helping the team get better, right? At the end of the day, all this blah, 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 blah stuff. It's about winning, and it's about producing. And you know what, Rafael Devers, when I look at the back of his baseball card, 5 seasons of at least 27 home runs. 3 seasons of at least 30 home runs. Had a 200-hit season. World Series champ. Three-time All-Star. 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner. I see baller. I see a guy with the bat in his hands. He's as dangerous as they come in the league. So when you think about the Juan Sotos, you think about the Vlad Juniors, you think about some of these great hitters, he's in categories with Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. So at the end of the day, isn't it about what he does on the baseball field? Forget all the other stuff. He signed $310 million, and you know what? He was proven to be worth that contract.
By the way, in about 13 minutes, Butch Stearns, director at Boston 25, the Boston Fox affiliate, joining us at the top of the hour. Butch Stearns, former host over at WEEI in Boston, which is the home.
Sorry, he's actually the sports director. I forgot to put sports.
It just says director.
I know, that's on me.
Oh, so he's their Lucas Alexander.
He's their Lucas, correct.
Oh, great.
So he's the sports director.
So we're basically talking to a Lucas.
Oh, great.
But with a Boston accent.
Well, that means he's going to be, that actually sounds, I don't know about that.
I don't know how much Lucas offers. Is Lucas even alive around here? Well, I haven't heard
about him. He shows up occasionally. Okay. You know, he can touch, he can throw 80 miles an hour. You know that. You just ask him. Director of sports at Boston 25, the Boston Fox affiliate, Butch Stearns, in about 13 minutes. In the meantime, we have Tony in Oakland.
Oh.
I want to talk to you, Bonte. She's missed you badly and desperately.
I missed her.
Tony. Good morning.
Whoa. When you introduce her, as the 2024 Roaster of the Year.
I forgot that, and I forgot the Twilight Zone bed that we have to play as well, because we are entering the zone, the Twilight Zone, that is Tony in Oakland. Is that better, Bonte?
There we go.
There you go, there Tony. Good morning.
Bonte, good morning. Where have you been? I couldn't get on with you last Friday. I was thinking he's on the rise. He's no longer talking to the plebs.
No, I'm always talking to the peeps, Tony. I've been doing some Giants games on the tube. Been out there at Oracle Park. I'm always got time for the peeps, Tony. And I was thinking about you when Carlos Alcaraz was rallying from two.
Hold on,
Tony. I was thinking about you when Carlos Alcaraz rallied from 2 sets down. It gets centered the French Open final. How sick was that, Tony?
Yeah, that was great, but you know what? She's got to, even though she's gone to God, she's got to raise her frequency some. She got, in the second round, you know, beaten that girl
I'm talking about Carlos Alcaraz, Tony. You talking about Coco?
I think she has a Spanish coach. He's got to give her more frequency somehow.
Coco Gauff just won the French Open. What are we doing here? Because she lost in the grass court in Berlin?
I know. I said that was great.
Right,
but then I just saw her yesterday.
Oh, she did. It's all right.
But But wait, Bonte, I wanted to tell you about Buddy, because I was talking to Ben Braun, right?
Oh, and wait, Ben Braun, the former Cal Berkeley coach?
What?
Ben Braun, the former Cal Berkeley coach?
Yes. So anyway, but you said we know what to expect from Buddy. But you know what? There was that game when he got hot, and I said to Ben, I said, you saw he got hot. And he goes, why didn't they keep giving him the ball? I go, did Kerr miss the lucky moment on that? And he said, maybe Kerr told them, but they didn't want to give him the ball because maybe they don't like him so much. So anyway, but that was the lucky moment in battle because Buddy can get hot. You know, he's always talking to God, right?
Yeah.
And the dude got hot, and they missed the lucky moment in battle. I couldn't believe it. Mm. But on that, I know you've always wanted to know about Da Vinci, right? The Da Vinci Code?
Oh, the Da Vinci Code is something sick. I'm starting to get into the Da Vinci Code. It's a code that's hard to break, Tony.
No, it isn't. No. I got the whole secret. And this, we don't care about the children. It's the ones who make something of themselves. So anyway, you know, Leonardo was sort of acting up. Then at the age, like a lot of people do at 27, he sort of had a slight meltdown. And I think he became like a contemplative monk in any way. But you got to look at his paintings before and after. Right. I have this book that I got.
Tony, what about Rafael Devers? You got anything on Devers or the NBA Finals?
No, but listen to this about Da Vinci. This is the whole secret. You got to look at the painting.
All right.
It's called...
I'll look at the painting,
wait,
Tony.
Thanks, hey, Tony. That was great.
Tony,
that was really good
you.
Stuff. I mean,
I miss you, Tony.
Of all the interviews we had all week, Jonathan Papelbon, Johnny Damon, I think Tony Oakland took the cake right there. The Da Vinci Code, yeah. The mystery thriller novel. The fiction novel, but we're going to say it's reality. Thank you.
The fact that she was talking to Ben Braun. Former Cal coach who led up to a Sweet 16. How did she get in contact with Ben Braun?
Ben Braun is of it, and when you're of it, then Tony's going to find you.
Yeah, the Theodore saying, I feel like I'm witnessing a dare at. D-A-R-E.
Hey, dare to resist peer pressure, people. All right? I was part of the dare program as a kid. I went to it. Remember they showed all those like cartoon videos? Of those, like, guys dressed up. They were dressed up in these, like, bunny rabbit suits. Like, kids, you guys want to smoke some weed? It's like,
man.
Oh, yeah, no, we don't want to do that. So there you go. I love those old PSAs. They don't have good PSAs like that anymore, Bonte.
You into the Da Vinci Code?
No, I'm not into the Da Vinci Code. I like Da Vinci, Leonardo Da Vinci. He's a great Italian. But, no, I'm not.
Well, 707
Mona Lisa.
Said...
You saw the Mona Lisa when you went to the Louvre, right?
It's so overrated.
It is very overrated. It's a tiny little picture.
You went to the Louvre?
Yes.
When'd you go to the Louvre?
When I graduated high school, I went on a Euro trip.
So you know, why you never bring someone? We were trying to get Shask out there to Europe. You never backed me on this.
I had a European extravaganza when I graduated high school with some of my buddies. Yeah, I went to London, England. I went to Paris, France. I went to Assisi, Italy. I went to Florence, and I went to Rome.
Damn.
Yeah, it was great. It was
look
fun.
Look at that good life.
It was great.
Did you do the picture with the Louvre where you put your finger on the top?
No, we did that with the Leaning Tower of Pisa, though.
Ah,
and you got to push it.
Yeah.
And you have pizza in Pisa. It was great.
That.
It was fun.
I'm learning more and more and more about Joe Spadoni.
It's not much to know. It's just
the Mona Lisa is overrated.
It's very overrated.
There's a lot of better paintings in the Louvre than the Mona Lisa.
I forgot about most of them. We had a lot of wine there because you could drink when you're 18 over there. So that was fun. So there you go. That was Tony in Oakland.
That was Tony in Oakland. Talk about the Da Vinci. 707. What is the text line called nowadays?
It's the non-text line for now, but stay tuned Monday. Oh. We might have a new one. Oh. That's tease, by the way.
See, I see Zucci Man all over here. What up, Zucci? 707. If you like Da Vinci, watch History Code X. Goes down a rabbit hole. You'll love it. Da Vinci wrote mirrored and backwards. Interesting. The more you know.
Okay.
The more you know.
Let's just all relax on Leonardo da Vinci, of all people, who's a great, obviously, an artist, a poet, whatever he was, scientist. It's great. Can the Giants just win a damn game? That's all I'm concerned about right now. Buddy Hield was standing, Coco Gauff, whatever. Can the Giants just win tonight? And how important of a series is this for one Rafi Devers, Bonte? There is something about revenge games, and we like to gas it up as fans, as a media. And can it just be better than what we saw with Jimmy Butler in Miami? I mean, good Lord. Talk about revenge games
there.
Are you
going to take me down that trip, man?
It was awful.
Are you going to take
me down
that road?
It was horrible. No Steph. They were playing dominoes and drinking their coffee over the weekend.
We had 5 days in Miami.
Draymond
slept and he goes, boom! Remember Draymond with the boom? The Cuban music in the background was unbelievable.
Yeah, they had too much fun, clearly, over in Miami because they were coming off a loss to Atlanta heading into that, too. No Steph, and there was a lot of problems.
There was a lot of problems with that road trip. Yeah, Bam Adebayo had his day. Revenge game. Yeah, you know what? It's important for Devers, but it's important for this lineup. This lineup is slumping again. What do you think about that Cleveland series? They scored two runs yesterday. They scored two runs Monday night. I think they scored four runs in the first two games. What, they scored six runs in the three games?
Yeah, it was
and if you think about what happened at Dodger Stadium in the last 2 days, you know, blowing that game on Sunday with Ryan Walker giving up the home run, and then, of course, Saturday night, which was just, I mean, the game was over in the second inning. You weren't even in it. Kike Hernandez was pitching in the ninth inning. This offense needs to get going. This pitching, the bullpen didn't give up a run in that Cleveland series, Padone. Logan Webb is pitching his ass off. He's got a 1.61 ERA in the month of June. I know Verlander has his struggles. He gave up four runs, but you know what? He's 42 years old. Kind of expect him to be up and down like that. This offense has to get going. Jung-Hoo Lee has to get going. Willy Adames has to get going. You got to figure out something at second base. They've got to get going here.
They got to get going because so much pressure is on these guys now. Listen, we can expect Logan Webb to be that dude because he's just shown year in and year out. He's always in the top of the National League. Hell, in all of baseball when it comes to innings pitch, you know what you're going to get from him. It's everyone else when they're like, it starts to feel when you're a starting pitcher, hell, kind of like how Williams was feeling yesterday for Cleveland, right? I give up zero runs and automatically I leave the game and we're down now. Like, really? Like, that sort of stuff starts to wear on you going forward because of all that pressure. It's like, man, I can't give up one or two runs, or we could lose the game because of our offense. So you're saying with Robbie Ray, hell, these last couple starts weren't his best. Whether it was, you know, want to blame the altitude in Colorado, I know in the totality of the season, Robbie Ray's been pretty freaking good. But if the offense isn't going to produce, that wear and tear and that mental grind is a real thing for those starting pitchers. And all of a sudden, what was once your strength of the season, your starting pitching, might look up and say, they're starting to reel a little bit. And you can blame the offense for that. And that is what you do not want. So I'm looking for the Giants offense, too, to sort of pick them up this starting pitching, which has been balling, and that bullpen, as you mentioned, for most of the season. Now that Hicks is gone, Harrison's gone, you got less bodies in there. But that could also be an area of need for the Giants heading into the trade deadline, which is, what, July 31st or the last week of July. So I'm looking at maybe a fourth or a fifth pitcher maybe you can look at. You can never have too many bullpen arms as far as I'm concerned.
Arms, no doubt. They got two lefties now with Lucchese and Eric Miller. The bullpen's solid. Again, they didn't give up a run in the Cleveland series, and I think Duvall's been really good. Randy Rodriguez has been really good. Ryan Walker's been up and down.
I don't know about him. Yeah.
Tyler Rogers. He solidified the eighth inning. He's been lights out. I remember having an argument with Lubbin 4 years ago about Rogers. And I was dead wrong about that. That guy can pitch. He's been great out of the bullpen. The starting pitching, it is something that maybe the Giants will have to look at because Carson Wisenhunt, where's he going to be at? Is he an arm you can rely on in August to September? Will he be ready to roll? Where's he at? Does he have more than one pitch? Does he have two pitches? Does he have three pitches? Landon Roop has never thrown this many innings in the bigs. Where's he going to be at when it comes to August, September, coming off that rough start against the Dodgers? Hayden Birdsong. All right, this is Pennant Race baseball, baby. There's a lot more pressure, and I like Hayden Birdsong a lot. I think he has a moxie to get it done.
Pitching tonight.
But you're relying on a youngster here.
Yeah.
And then Verlander, who's 42, and you mentioned Robbie Ray, who's had a couple steps back after winning the Pitcher of the Month award in the month of May. Logan Webb is going to be deal. Robbie Ray, I think, is going to be fine. But you may need their starting pitching, but on top of that, you have to figure out second base. You have to get some of these guys rolling here until Matt Chapman. You had the injury report that Chapman's not going to be back for another couple of weeks. What was he batting in his last 11? 385, 395? He was on fire.
He was looking good.
So he was looking great. Right now you got Yaz rolling right now. But, again, I read you the numbers with Jung-Hoo Lee. I read you the numbers with Willy Adames. And now you're trying to get Devers comfortable in this lineup. They've got to get going. This is on the offense to pick up the pitching staff in this bullpen. Because the Giants have been at so many one- and two-run games, the most in baseball. Can we just get a blowout? Can you get a game in which you're winning 7-0 when you're winning 7-2 or 6-1?
Right.
Come on, let's go. It's time for the bats to get rolling here.
And then all of a sudden you look at, you know, the guy that's been probably your all-star this season when it comes to the position players, is Elliot Ramos, in his last 15 games batting .222. Has not been great. Last seven games batting .125. The bat needs to get going there too, because if that guy's going to struggle, again, as we've mentioned, we're relying on Wilmer Flores. The guy's almost like he's like in his mid 30s. He's the grizzled vet on here. And Wilmer's going to be like, listen, if he can just worry about the bat, because I don't want him in the field. I don't think, and Bob Melvin's talking about it, he doesn't want him at first base. Mm-hmm. Ideally, we can get Devers some work there. Yeah. We can plug him in there.
Smith has been good at first base. Yeah. I like Dom Smith a lot.
Sure.
He could pick it.
Another guy that we don't know much of. So, like, if Dom Smith turned back into a pumpkin, like, would we be
part-time
shocked?
Part-time player. Exactly. You go ask people in Washington, D.C. about Dom Smith. They're not a big fan of him because of the
Don't ask anything about D.C. right now. They lost, like, 11 straight off the Nationals.
But Jung-Hoo Lee's got to get going here. And this is a guy where I want him to bat leadoff. And you could have Adames or Ramos bat second. But Jung-Hoo Lee's not getting on base. I just read you the numbers. This guy's not getting on base to steal a base. He's not getting on base. They're throwing the fastballs away. He's not hitting that pitch away. He's getting overpowered at the plate right now. So,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.